This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to look into chapter 2 of 2 Peter. We saw that there is always a danger of believers being led astray by false teachers. This is seen throughout the Bible. More sinister are those who don't necessarily push themselves forward as prophets or teachers, but in subtle ways raise questions and suggest ideas that are not consistent with the Bible. They also might discredit the sound teaching of those anointed to teach and preach the truth by making false accusations about their character. Yes, the enemy has at times even disguised himself as an angel of light in order to deceive. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15, "Such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It's not surprising, then, if his servants masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve." What he said is true, but in their wake they leave many confused, disillusioned, and often shipwrecked. This has always been true, but what Peter is writing about is what I believe will be an intensified onslaught as the days of Christ's return hasten. As we prepare to study the rest of this book, let me encourage you to read chapters 2 and 3 over a few times. Peter describes the storm clouds he sees on the horizon. He highlights some of the issues you need to recognize if you want to be an overcomer and help others be prepared as well. The church of our day needs to heed the warnings and instructions of this book. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.